Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Guided Souls. This is Medium Ishani. I can give you direct messages from your guardian angels and spirit guides. I'm a natural and Reiki energy healer. I use energy and spirit to help heal your mind, body, and soul. I'm a spiritual teacher, and I will teach you all the skills I have learned to help you get to the next level on your path. I am also a past life and hugging guru, but most of all, I am a vessel and clear channel for God and the angels to flow through. You can find out more about how I can support you and help you make everlasting changes at www.pastlifeguru.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under Medium Ishani.
And this is spirit-guided intuitive life coach and angel talker, Comfy Crystal. I teach you how to communicate with your own angelic team. With these tools, you can be sure that the decisions you are making are the right ones for you and stop wasting time being fearful and getting hurt again and again. You can find me at ComfySoul.com. That's S-O-U-L. And also search for Comfy Soul on Facebook or Twitter.
We are put here to help you remember you are never alone. God, the angels, your spirit guides, and crossover loved ones are helping lost souls navigate through this lifetime. We're here to tell you there are no coincidences. We're here to confirm what you believe and make you more powerful in your prayers. We polish your natural God-given abilities that make you the superheroes of your life and the lives of.
We also do psychic and angel card readings, teach classes, and do spiritual counseling to transform people's lives. So catch our show daily, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, either live or via a downloaded podcast. You can take some classes with our spiritual family or get private one-on-one sessions from anywhere in the world to jumpstart your spirit. And you can find all of this info again on blogtalkradio.com/guided souls. Let the magic begin.
So today we're talking about life challenges. And we know that a lot of people are going through challenging times. I know for a fact that I've been through some seriously, incredibly challenging times. And one of the things that it brought up for me is it began to make me look internally. And everyone that I've talked to, it does this too. It brings up situations in your past where you begin to analyze yourself. And in the now, you analyze yourself more than ever. And it's a good thing. This is always a breakthrough moment where you say to yourself, can I get through this? And if you find yourself saying, oh, I'm not sure, well, you're still alive. You made it through another day. And if you're not, hey, you have nothing to complain about. But it's showing you who you truly are. I have been through moments where I was looking at myself, and as all of the lessons that I teach to the people that I read, that I do coaching for, that I teach in the school for the spiritually gifted, that it's going to challenge every part of your being. And it's actually going to test your faith. And when we teach this and we're telling everybody, hey, this is how you get, and then it happens to you, are you going to follow through with those methods to finally get through it? And you find yourself saying, is this real? Is this really happening right now? And you say things like, why is this happening? And then from an intuitive standpoint and an energetic standpoint, you know from the inside and from the inside looking out that everything is going to be fine. But you have to trust. You have to take faith into consideration and say, I am going to get through this. I'm going to be okay. But I got to really, really believe and let it go. Let it go that it's going to turn out okay. Because if you begin to lie to yourself and say, oh, it's falling apart and before my eyes and it's never going to work, it's not. It's really not. the angels and God and all your guys are trying to help you, but they can't help you if you're fighting yourself or you're fighting everything else that's coming towards you.
So that's a nice, well-rounded summary of how that stuff kind of works, what our thoughts are. But let's kind of make it real, like really dive in. So this stuff happens. It goes, you can say that right now. You can say that you've had things happen before. So what are you going to tell yourself right now to remind yourself that things like this happened previously? It might be a different scenario, but you lived. You might have thought you were going to die or wanted to, but you somehow made it through. And if you think back right now, even to this morning, you most likely didn't wake up and say, oh my God, remember the time this happened and that happened and this happened and that happened. And oh my God, I'm never going to get through that, because that's already done. You already got through that part. So you're not waking up every day saying, remember this, remember that. Now, granted, there are some of you that have something that happened that you won't be willing to let go of. Someone you broke up with, some job you just lost, something that you've been thinking about constantly day in and day out for weeks, months, sometimes even years on end. But how is that serving you? How is that allowing you to move forward and let go of what already occurred? So there is, it's not okay to hear other people say, oh, you'll be fine, you're going to get through it, it's all going to work out, you know, just tap into God, God's there for you and this and that. That's kind of not what any of us want to hear when we're going through something. At this point, we're pissed. We're mad. We're raging. We really just don't want to hear, you'll be fine, you're going to make it through, it's going to be okay, it's fantastic. You don't want to hear none of that. You're over that, finished with it. So what can you actually practically do to begin to feel better and know that it's actually okay?
One of the things that I did, and I know for a fact, I literally, it's like an out-of-body experience. You know what you're going through, and you can literally watch yourself going through it. And when it's happening, you have to take yourself out of the moment. And it's not easy to take yourself out of the moment, but you have to. You have to say, this is what I see really happening. I see in 2 months, I'm going to be in a different situation. I'm going to be in a better situation, and things are going my way. Because internally, you can feel that if you're down in the dumps, it can't stay that way. I have heard stories and seen people who are literally down in the dumps, literally on Skid Row, where one person came into their life, was about to change them forever. And at that moment, it was their breaking point. You can go with this person, you can trust this person, and you can allow this person to help you out, or you can stay where you are. You've been asking, I don't want to be here anymore. It's whether or not you actually want to be in that situation. And I know that I had to, going through my things, I had to look to other spiritual advisors and say, what do I do next? What do you see? How can I get out of this? And they say, you already know. You already know where you are. You already know what's going to happen. You have good enough insight that you can allow things into your life to just begin to flow. And you're holding it back. And you're stopping the flow. And why are you stopping the flow? Because you're being stubborn. You're refusing to see your greatness. You're refusing to see past where you are. And this is where manifestation and change happens. Where you're down in the dumps. And all you can visualize is better. You do visualize money. you do visualize things going your way. But it takes you actually saying, okay, that's coming. Because in the moment, you don't want to see anything because you're pissed. You're pissed now. You're like, why in the hell? Blah, blah, blah. What happened? Like if your brand new car gets hit and you're like, oh, it's going to be so many months before they fix it or before the insurance company finally pays for it. And you pretty much probably waited, I don't know how many years, 4 or 5 years, to save up the money to get the car that you finally wanted. And you finally get it. And it's out of the shop. And it's off the lot. And somebody hits it.
That's a rough one.
And you're like, what the hell? You're pissed off at the person. You're pissed off at yourself. Literally, you're going back like, could I have left earlier? Could I have left later? Could something have happened? Could I just stayed at the gas station a little longer so this didn't happen? It's going through your mind. It's challenging you. Every bit of your being just to get through that moment. Because you're stopping yourself from hurting this person that just hit you. If you're both alive, you're stopping yourself from going to jail because this person just ruined your awesome car. And at that moment, the craziness is, Spirit is asking you to see the gratitude. Spirit is asking you to see that you're still alive.
That is likely the furthest place from where you're at that moment.
And Spirit is asking you to see the mirror that the person who hit you by accident, for you to be in their body, for you to be in that situation and feel what they're going through, what's happening. And you hate them. You hate them so much right now. And you can't do it, and you're so pissed, and you just have to shut your mouth. When the highway patrol comes, you just shut your mouth. And this is a breakthrough for you. It's showing you parts of your being that you didn't even know were there. How you get through this moment right now is who you truly are. If you do end up in jail, it's who you truly are at that moment. If you're asking this person, are you okay? It's who you truly are. Because you're so pissed off. It's who you truly are. What are you going to change to bring in the right things into your life? Because you created this. You created it for yourself. And I know that when I got in this moment, when things started happening in my life, it was about integrity. What are you going to allow? What are you going to allow to happen to you? And when things are not going your way, and there are times when they just don't, life is not ready for you. For it all to go your way, you have to learn a couple more lessons. And believe me, again, you're still creating these things, and you don't want to see it. But you have to learn these lessons. And I know I've learned a ton of lessons. And I am so thankful for the soulmates in my life. And what I mean soulmates are the people that come into my life and teach me lessons to make me a better person. This is not the end-all, be-all person, but the people that teach me the lessons in my life. And sometimes I don't want to see it. And sometimes I think, oh, well, I finally reached the point, the epitome of who I am. No, that's not going to happen until I'm dead and on the other side. I'm going to continue to learn until the day I die. And I am so grateful and thankful for those lessons. But it really showed me who I was at that moment when my faith was tested. And it said, can you get through this moment? Can you wait? And I know for the most part, one of the biggest things I've had in my life, one of the challenges was patience. And you can literally hear the angel saying, I'm sending you everything you need. If this happens and this happens and this happens, know that we're there because we're doing that for you. These delays, where it seems that we're not there, we are. And if you have money on this day that came out of nowhere, we're there. What are you going to do with that? What do you truly want, Ishani? What do you really want for yourself? You ask for these things. We're giving them to you. It may seem hard at this moment, but what are you going to do to get through?
There is a lovely mind poking that takes place when you're going through this. There's anger. And how could I have possibly have manifested this? There's no freaking way that I would have asked for this. I've been doing my purpose. I've been working on my path. I've been doing everything that I can to make sure that this doesn't happen. How dare this happen to me, right? And at the same time, you can hear yourself and your ego saying, I don't accept this. I don't allow this to happen. I don't occur to me. I refuse to look at this. And when you hit that moment of I refuse to look at this, that's when you got to step back and say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, ego. Hi, how are you? Haven't seen you in a while with this kind of ferocity, this fierceness, this vigor, this grip that you have on me. There is no way that you're going to accept that your ego is just going to kind of be chill, surrender, allow, and let this happen. This is no way. But the trick is you actually have to choose to say, oh, ego, silly you, I remember you, and kind of step out of yourself and really, really step away and look at it as if you were not that person who was having that challenge. If it was somebody else. You know how you drive by a horrible, horrible accident? Some of you are super empathic and you'll feel for them and you'll pray and you'll be like, oh my God, I hope they're okay. But you still drive away. It doesn't take you more than a few minutes, maybe a couple hours for those of you who are super sensitive, to stop thinking about it and no longer worry. It's something you let go and you move past because it didn't happen to you. Where you let it go. Oh, I'm okay. Thank God. Whew! What's on the radio now? How do I get to so-and-so's place? Is there a grocery store near there because I forgot to pick something up before I get there? And you move on. And it's a little bit more difficult when you're in the middle of exactly what you're going through. But what exactly you're going through is stress, anxiety, worry, fear, anger, refusal, refusal to look at yourself, refusal to surrender to what's happening, refusal to allow the lesson to come in. There's all kinds of things that you're refusing. But you don't think of that at that moment because what you're focused on is controlling the situation. What can I do right now? What can I say? How can I fix this the fastest way possible because it hurts? And that's where the work comes in. That's where you're required to really dig in and say, all right, universe, what did I do wrong? Maybe it's not wrong. It's not good to judge yourself or other people or situations very harshly. All you can do at that moment is say, this is a lesson and what am I learning? And if you feel it's wrong, something is wrong to you, for you, because of you, then that's a moment of checking in with yourself and checking in with your values, your integrity, your actions. Were you acting in accordance with how you wanted to act? Did you do everything that you needed to do as a person to make sure that this situation was avoided or it wasn't going to come to you? Or you weren't going to make someone else feel that way so they wouldn't react to you that way? Did you do that? And if you can say with all your heart and soul that you did, then you need to allow what's happening to take place, because it's likely that it needs to change and you weren't willing to make the gigantic change that needed to happen. And now when it's over and you've moved past that gigantic change, you're going to look at it later, a little bit down the road, sometimes it's a few days, maybe a little longer, and say, oh man, I'm really grateful that happened. Boy, that was a rough time in my life, but I'm glad that I went through that and that it happened because I needed that. I needed that friend to go away. I needed to leave that living situation that I thought I was comfortable in. I needed to leave that school because I could no longer afford it, because I didn't realize that really wasn't the path that I was supposed to be taking. I could have kept paying semester after semester for a job that I wasn't going to enjoy. And instead, in hindsight, you can look back and say, that happened for this reason, and man, I didn't see it at the time, and I wish I would have known, but I know now. And thank God that I figured it out. So there comes a time where you have to get better at practicing that moment coming to you sooner. Choosing to be happier in the middle of that chaos and say, all right, universe, this sucks so bad, I'm actually going to laugh at it and say, why is this really happening? I know something better is coming. I know I did something to deserve this somehow, and I don't mean that to be harsh. You didn't actually deserve it. It's just something you attracted. You attracted through your actions. You attracted through what you were working against. You weren't going with the flow of what was happening. You got off track from your path. You didn't do the things that you said you were going to do. And somewhere along the way, Spirit had to come in, thump you on the forehead, and say, boom, remember this? Yeah, we're still working on that. Can we get back to this? That would be great. Thanks. And you have to choose that because that's what you wanted. So you have to get to a practice. This isn't something that you practice because you're a spiritual person and then when you get there, you're going to go, okay, what was that book again? Where was that page that's going to remind me A, B, C, D, E, F? Those are the things I need to do. Okay, first I'm going to get grounded and then I'm going to go meditate. And then I'm going to focus on gratitude. And I'm going to do a lot of gratitude work until I can feel that I actually can relax. And then I'm going to put it in my God box and try to let it go. And then I'm going to meditate. I'm going to do tapping. I'm going to do hypnosis. I'm going to go visit my guru. I'm going to join that meetup group. And you're doing all of these things, and they're really kind of a distraction. Because on some level, you feel good at that moment that you're there in that class. You feel good in that moment that you're there on that phone call. But unless you do some kind of work inside yourself to shift your mind into a place where you know that you're exactly where you need to be, you're not going to be able to make the choice, and it's a choice, to accept it and move forward. And that's how you change your circumstance.
I remember a couple years back, I was in San Diego, and I had an incident happen to me in a truck next to Miramar Air Base. And it happened not once, three times on different days where I got stuck in San Diego. In the same area, in a different vehicle, things kept happening. I've seen some incredibly crazy things that came and happened, and I had witnesses. It was the highway patrol, and it was another person who came to help. And you know, I talked to these people, and I could not understand for the life of me, why, Spirit, why do you keep having this happen to me? In San Diego, in this area, I have to go here for business. There's a reason for it, but why in this area? And it continued to happen. So it wasn't until later when I was checking out my past life that right next to there, in my past life, is where I died. It wasn't far from there.
and think of all the times you were angry that you got dumped in this location. Why is my truck breaking down? Why is this happening?
Exactly. So I was completely blown away to find out later I actually died on that base in a past life. It's right there. And this is where soul contracts come in, and this is where people lose it. And you think that you're in control of your life, which you are at some point, but what you did prior to coming here is make a contract. You said there's certain things that you wanted to do, and it's about enjoying life. Let's say, and I'm going to bring up something you may not want to hear right now.
That means it's going to be good.
You come here to actually enjoy life and experience it. But when you get to the other side, you're an all-knowing being. So why come here to learn if you know everything on the other side? You want to come here to help people. You want to help people enjoy it, enjoy something. It's like being at an amusement park and saying, hey, want to cut line? Want to get in this roller coaster with me? I love this part right here. I love this roller coaster. And you put yourself through that because it's the joy of life. It's something that you find exciting. That, hey, you know, we were doing that on the other side, but let's come back into this human body and see what we can do to it. Let's go on a joyride in our human bodies.
And so no matter how old you are in this adult life, you're still acting like a crazy teenager who invites chaos.
Right. And you you set this for yourself. You create this. And when you get in those situations where in my past life, I know I died at an airbase and I kept getting stuck there, it was my soul contract that I created before coming back to this earthly plane that says, hey, I want to remind you of where you died previously, so when you go checking on that area, you'll remember. But at that moment, I didn't remember, and I hated being in that area. And I almost started getting freaked out because I knew I had to go back. Do you see where I'm going with this? So when you're in a situation, let's say it's a relationship with somebody, let's say it's a friendship with somebody, and you guys continue to butt heads. You guys are butting heads, and you've been best friends forever. And right now, all of a sudden, you guys continue to butt heads. And then, because you were spending so much time with your best friend, and now you guys are butting heads, now you guys are separated, and you're off doing your own thing, and you're in the gym, and you're working out, and the girl of your dreams walks in. And somehow, you guys bump into each other and you guys have a conversation and the next thing you know, you guys are getting married. Had you and your best friend not had those arguments and not been butting heads and not been separating from each other, you would have never met the girl of your dreams. You see how that works? Spirit did that for you as a reminder. Hey, you got to take some time away from your buddy. You got to go out there and do some things. It's time. But you don't want to do it because you're like, you're pissed off. Why is he acting so stupid? Why is she acting so stupid? What the hell? Blah, blah, blah. For a reason, man. Go enjoy yourself. Go do something else. It's for a reason. If you got kicked out of college, it's probably because that's not really something you wanted to do. And you find out that your life is much better now. Because you did get kicked out of college. You didn't have enough money at the time. And now as you ran out of money, now you're really able to say, that's not what I really wanted anyway. So I would have spent over $200,000 on something I didn't really want to do.
Something else that somebody maybe told you needed to do or you should do, or this was your destined path because everyone in your family does this.
Yeah, we're all lawyers. Why are you going to be a doctor? That's stupid. We're all lawyers, blah, blah, blah. Dad knows how to be a lawyer. He could show you. It's really easy. Why become a doctor?
What is this light worker madness? You need to be in construction.
Right.
You need to do iron work. Get a good pension.
Exactly.
So there comes a time when you have to say, all right, if I'm ruffling my own feathers and the feathers of those around me, and we are just at this point where we want to bonk and bonk and bonk heads with everyone that we run across. How many times have you even wanted to get out of your own damn skin? You're just so angry that you're inside this body. You're so upset that you are at this place where you're in pain, where you can't escape your emotions, where your thoughts are making you nuts. You can't sleep at night. And I tell you that I can't think of maybe but one or two people that I spoke to who can't sleep just because their body's in so much pain. Aside from that, the people that I know that I've spoken to over many, many years who can't sleep are having mental turmoil. They're in a place where they're constantly thinking about something and it's preventing them from relaxing and actually falling asleep. They don't have a relax button. They watch TV as a distraction, but they don't have the ability to, like, literally just turn that thought off and focus on what's happening on the TV. The reason that people don't know how to meditate is because they don't have the ability to let go of that one thought they're so attached to thinking right that moment. Even if that moment isn't happening right now, you leave work, that drama happened at work, that fight, that chaos with that project, and you go home and you snap at your kid and you're short with your wife and you can't enjoy your favorite TV show because you're thinking about this. You're in the shower and you can't let the water cleanse it away because you can't stop thinking about it. You're not at work right now. You might be scared about losing your job or something, but you can deal with that the next day because right now you're home with your family. Right now this is your time to de-stress and actually have some energetic change on your situation. It's really, 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 truly in your control at that moment to make a choice to say, I'm going to get a reading. I'm going to do a reading for myself. I'm going to meditate. And I'm going to energetically shift things. Because I'm a light worker and I know how this stuff works. I may not be an expert at it. I may not know exactly what the method is, but I know that with my thoughts that I can change things. And tomorrow when I go to work, instead of fighting with my boss or being afraid to get fired, I'm going to get a promotion instead. It's going to come out of left field. Everyone's going to be amazed. I'm going to expect it because I knew it was going to happen because that's what I asked for. And you might think like, oh, that's great. Good for you, Crystal. I'm glad you have that kind of control that you're going to go and do that. You go, Comfy. No wonder they call you Comfy. Well, that's a practice. I'm not always that zen. It's something I practice at. And it's something that a lot of you practice at and work really hard towards. But when you get off kilter, this is really important for you to settle back in, get comfy, roll yourself up into a blanket, put your face under the right place, snuggle up with your happy spot and say, I love this bed and I don't care about the crap that happened at work today. It doesn't matter because I'm home right now. These people aren't here with me screaming in my face this moment. So I'm going to forget that. And you really, really do have to practice this. It's so, so important to be able to find your safe space, your grounding, your foundation, your happy spot. Could you imagine if you went to a healer and say you were getting a distance healing, you pick up the phone, you start talking, and you call up medium Mishani. You're expecting him to align your chakras. You want him to fix your back pain, and you want him to tell you what's going on in your body. And, yeah, he can still connect with you. It's pretty easy for him to connect, but he's skewed. Ego has this mirror over the top of it where he's just seeing red. Do you think that maybe perhaps you wouldn't want him to do a healing on you or check into your body if he has this red filter over his eyes where he's angry and really isn't completely focused on what your needs are and what he promised he would do with you? You would be so pissed. You would be pissed. I assume you, Ishani, wouldn't be doing your best work, right?
No, there's times when I have to take a step back, and I was going through my own spiritual thing, and I have recently done that multiple times where I'm like, okay, I'm not going to do this at this moment because the energy that I'm feeling that I need to get through, the lesson that I need to get through, I can't transfer into this other person. And sometimes we have to learn that we have to shut that off. I remember Joel Osteen as when he was talking about somebody, he talked about a guy who did construction, and his home life was completely different than his workspace life. Whatever stresses that he had during that workspace life, he would come home, and before he entered the door, there was a tree stump, and he would put his hand on that tree stump and say, I'm leaving everything at work. All the thoughts that I have, all the upset, all the anger, everything that bothered me at work stays here outside of the home, does not go in the home with me. And he turned on that switch. And as soon as he got in that house, he was a completely different person. We all have to do this.
It might take you a minute to get adjusted.
Yeah, we all have to see this in ourselves. When we come upon people who that we believed in, that we trusted, that we thought were honest and began to lie to us and begin to show another side of themselves to where we're like, who the hell is that? We have to say to ourselves, no matter what they're going through, I know who I am, and release that energy and allow them to do that for themselves. And whatever they did to you, still focus on what you want out of your life. Because if your boss called you an a-hole and you spend the rest of your life pissed off at your boss and your energy is focused on, I'm going to get that person back for doing that, and you turn into one of these people who want to go back into work and hurt all these people because of something that they did to you, rather than looking at, hey, I'm going to go look for another job and be around awesome, incredible, creative people who are like me and who want to have fun and are great, just great energy. There's that difference. And believe me, I've been there. I've been there where I was like, oh, man, I'm stuck here with a bunch of a-holes, blah, blah, blah. But once I left that job, it was completely different. I remember being at a certain school where I literally had to leave the school because the energy was so low. The people there was energy.
I had to leave a school for that reason, too.
And I'm like, how can I thrive here? How can I do well? How can I can't. I got to get out of here. And I left, and I found a new school, and those people were freaking awesome. It was just that change, changing my mindset. And I knew a lot of people who lost their lives in certain areas because they were focused on people that hurt them, or they were focused on just that time, that moment. And then as we talk to people that we go back to that are older now, and they say things like, what were we doing? None of that mattered. It didn't matter. You know, now all I do is spend time with my wife and my kids, and I'm happy. None of that crap mattered. So I can't even see doing what I did when I was a teenager anymore because it's stupid. But we don't see it when we're in the moment.
You big, dumb teenager.
Yeah, literally.
And then this goes back to what we said earlier. You big, dumb adult teenager in this playground of this cosmic kindergarten we call planet Earth. I mean, we came here and left behind the knowledge that we had, everything that we learned in heaven, and said, yeah, I'm willing to sign up to forget some, all, or most of what I just learned right now. And I'm going to walk away from it, and I'm going to do it again. I'm going to go get in trouble. I might end up in jail once or twice. I'm going to have a crappy friend. I'm going to make the wrong decisions. I'm going to dress foolishly for this time period. I'm going to, you know, do all the wrong jobs for what my soul needs or what makes me happy. And I'm just going to allow this to happen. And I'm going to have fun doing it. I'm going to go back and I'm going to have all the challenge of meeting the right people and getting the right job and living in the right location. And I'm going to remember to focus looking forward. I'm going to remember to keep my eye on the prize and unfold my own journey and make this something that is fun and challenging for me. You know, you see those people. You see YouTube videos, you see motivational speakers, you hear us on the radio talking about how some crazy challenge happened and we share this and tell you how we came sliding in by the seat of our pants and came out on the other end okay. It's not just here to entertain you. It's here to remind you that you do the same thing, except you're harder on yourself about it. You're not so forgiving with yourself to say, I navigate things and I get through them and I do a damn good job. I may not know exactly what I'm doing that moment I start, but when I figure it out, I come out like a champ and I get it done. Even if I just barely made it through, crawling on my hands and knees, trudging through the mud with a 100-pound backpack on, you still got through and you made that decision to keep moving forward. And so many times you don't congratulate yourself for that. You don't give yourself enough credit for doing the work that you did in order for that to happen. And this is why gratitude journals are so important. I knew for years and years and years about gratitude journals. Did I have one? No. So I finally told myself, I'm going to buy one. I'm going to get something, and I'm going to start. But I knew that if I bought one, that I needed to actually start it, not just have it sit there and collect dust and use it as a scratch pad or something. So I waited until I knew that I actually meant that I was going to follow through. And I started. I finally started. Been on the spiritual path for years. Been eons. Just now started a gratitude journal. And how many people have I talked to lately who are like, I know I forget to be in gratitude. I forget to be kind to myself. I forget that I'm so blessed. And I focus on all these little things that annoy me and piss me off. And I make them my whole world. I know I need to do my gratitude journal. And I say, did you get one? Yeah, I got one, but I didn't start it. The brave ones will tell me, yeah, I didn't start it yet. The not so brave ones will wait to see if I'm going to ask because they're not ready to admit. So you have to get to that place where you're that person where you're ready to admit, I didn't follow through. I didn't. I said I was going to do something and I didn't do it. Self-responsibility and integrity are everything on your path to navigating what you want to get through and getting to the place that you said you want to go.
And I remember talking to my good friend Al Diaz and my good friend Leah Grant who helped me get through these things and listen to a lot of our stories. And I remember our friend Al Diaz came on the show and he said, I teach these things, but I wasn't living it. And boy, did he mirror me that I began living it, but there was times when I just did not, where I got pissed off at somebody and I'm like, that guru goes right out the door. That spirituality goes right out the door. And I'm in that moment of being pissed off.
You know why I think people like the show? Because you can honestly say, I'm not a freaking guru that's on top of it all the damn time.
And there isn't a guru who's on top of it all the damn time. It doesn't matter who you are.
Even if it was just for a few seconds.
Yeah, because even the Dalai Lama, we watched him smash a bug, and we're like, hey, that's not so spiritual. Like, whatever. And he just got over it. But we're not. We're still human. If there's anybody in this human form that you're holding so high that if they pee their pants, you're like, oh, what is wrong with him? He peed his pants. Then there's something wrong with you. I've seen that happen millions of times where a minister or something like that will fall. They'll make a mistake. They'll do something that's so out of their character, so out of what their religion calls for, and everybody turns on them. Now, I'm not talking about molesting a child or anything like that, but I'm talking about people who do things that's not with what people would believe, the Bible or God or whatever.
Or what they're preaching in the church
that
day.
Or what they're preaching. And they'll say, just that fast, I'm never going back to that church because he preaches this, blah, blah, blah. They're human. What did you expect? Now, in that moment that you're so angry with them, are you really angry at them or are you angry at yourself because you lifted somebody up so high and they disappointed you? Well, that's going to happen every time because they're human. Learn your lessons when you go to these spiritual places. Take those lessons from them and don't look at them as a god because they're not.
I want to remind people.
Or maybe they are. We all are.
I want to remind people that when you know that you're ready to check in with yourself, it's time to have a little chat with spirit. Like, get grounded again. Have that conversation with your guide. Maybe you're not a perfect little medium, but you can start to be with Medium Ishani's Meet Your Spirit Guides meditation. And it's really simple to do. The more often you do it, the easier it will become to connect. And like we said, everything is a practice. So if you want to grab that, you can download it for free on his website at pastlifeguru.com. And it's the Meet Your Spirit Guides meditation. And he walks you through connecting with them. He puts you face-to-face with your spirit guides so you can actually see them, hear them, feel them. And it becomes, I'm going to go ahead and share your example of what happened the last time you did your own meditation. Are you cool with that?
Part of it. Go ahead.
All right. So the last time Ishani did his own Meet Your Spirit Guide meditation, he walked up to the beach, saw the person sitting in the chair, said, I think I recognize you. Who are you? You feel familiar. You know how you can feel a familiarity in someone who is your soul family or coming into your energy. And when it got to the part where it says, ask your spirit guide their name, he heard Wayne. It was Wayne Dyer. And because he started thinking, I'm not a super Wayne fan. Why is Wayne in my dream? Or why is he here? What's going on? Or what's this with the meditation? He started thinking and thinking and thinking and overthinking. And basically, Wayne checked out. He came out of the meditation and he was like, oh, okay. Too far in disbelief. So this is exactly what happens when you're wanting something to occur for you and you're so focused on all the reasons why it's not working, why it's too unbelievable, why it's too good to be true, why you can't trust it, you're reverse manifesting it and you're sending it away. It's like, oh, you're not ready for it.
Yep.
I'm going to go.
I remember that moment. I remember going through that meditation and to see that familiar person sitting in the chair through the meditation, and I seen who they were, and I asked them, who is he? And he said, Wayne Dyer. And he smiled. And at that moment, I remembered who he was, and I was like, whoa, what is he doing here?
And I was jealous because I was getting a lot of messages from Wayne. I wanted to see him. I'm going to go do your meditation again after this.
And I was like, why are you here for me? And then my human kicked in. Wayne's there trying to teach me a lesson. He was going to be my spirit guide for a moment. But because I couldn't believe it, because I couldn't be in the moment, I checked out. I jumped up out of the meditation. My spirit went directly back into my body and I came out of it. How awesome could it have been to have that conversation with Wayne? And I might go try it again and go back into it, but in that moment, you don't know what's happening. In that moment, you're not trusting. In that moment, you're not being the guru. You're not being the God that you are. And then we have to go back and start over, and it's okay. It's okay when we make mistakes. It's okay to forgive yourself. It's okay to do this because you're here to enjoy the human experience. Dust yourself off, get back out there, and go enjoy your life.
It's that dusting part that people forget. So I want to remind you to be really kind to yourself. It's so important for you to not be so hard on yourself when you're already going through something difficult. Get back into your gratitude. Be grateful for what you have. Say, I did the best that I could. And if you know that you didn't, start right now and say, I'm going to do the best I can right now. And that's perfect. It's not just good enough. It's perfect. Everything that happened was to remind me to get back on track. Thank you. Thank you for that. And if you're having a hard time forgiving yourself, this interferes with your heart chakra. This dims your light. This takes your security away. It interferes with your sacral chakra. It interferes with your solar plexus, your whole center being. I'm going to throw myself under the bus for a second. Meeting Nishani did a reading for me. And I had a spirit guide that popped in from Louisiana that said, them gators are going to eat her up from the inside out. And they were referring to my chakras being off in my center because I was allowing things to bother me. I was too focused on controlling things and not allowing the lesson of what I needed to hear or what I needed to do to get back on track. So I had to make a choice. Am I going to let these gators eat me up, or am I going to feed them and send them away and feed my soul and feed myself the way I need to instead of letting them feed off of me? So if you're in that place and you need a little extra boost, it's hard for you to do it by yourself, pop over to Ishani's website and go grab his other meditation, the Open Your Heart meditation. It's on pastlifeguru.com. And if it's a relationship situation, you might want to also pop over to soulmatefinderkit.com and you can get it from there. But give yourself the best. You deserve that. And if it's hard for you to do that for yourself, allow Spirit and Medium Ishani to do that for you through the Open Your Heart to Love meditation on pastlifeguru.com. Just tap in and use the resources that are available to you.
And recently I told myself, you know what? I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to do the radio show. I'm not going to be part of any of this anymore. I don't have time. I need to focus on this. My energy is not there anymore. And I just got to that point. But then I thought, you know what? Whatever I'm going through, whatever my situation, whatever part of life is hitting me right now, it's not about me. It's about people. It's about my service to others. It's about, for me, it is service to others. When another person calls and says, thank you for sharing your experience. Thank you for just talking about what you went through, because it helped me through what I'm going through. And a lot of people will ask, what's the meaning of life? We're here to be of service. And everybody knows that when you've had incredible, awesome Christmases, or when you've got things, when people have given you things, it wasn't as great as you giving a gift and watching a person's face light up right after you've given it to them and say, I helped to be a part of that. I helped make their soul glow. I helped them smile. Man, I want to do that some more. And then the next year, you're giving more than you ever have before, because you want to make someone else happy. That's what we're here for. We're here to be of service. And when you're not, you feel lost, you feel withdrawn, you feel like nothing is working. Ask yourself, how am I being of service? And then it will begin to change. So what I decided to do was, I'm probably going to do a lot more classes, a lot more courses, and I might start doing the radio show on the weekend, in the morning, so you guys can hear me and I can help you pretty much one-on-one right then and there, and we can take care of it.
Look at you, overachiever.
That's right. I'm going to make things happen. But I want to help. That's my goal, to be of service. I'm enjoying my life when I am of service, when I have walked into who I truly am.
So before we leave, something popped up for me, and I want to say it and give you guys a little bit of homework. I want you to do something. If it resonates with you, jump on it, okay? So if not, I'm just going to leave you with my own laughing at myself. And I want to hear from you guys later who actually followed through. I want you to call in, you know, tomorrow when we're back on the radio again at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. And something came up for me when you talked about letting your soul glow. So I'm going to give you a task right now in the midst of all the chaos and everything that you're feeling overwhelmed with. Go watch Coming to America.
Watch your soul
glow. Go watch the version that has all the cursing, that has the chaos, that's uncut, that has the crazy jokes, and let your butt laugh so hard that you forget of all the drama that you're focusing on right now. So when you said soul glow, in my mind, all I heard was, let your soul glow, let it shine through. Yeah.
Nice.
Drop the mic. Sex your chocolate.
You can be funny at times. Good
but
job.
Seriously, that's like, funny. I'm probably going to watch that tonight just because it sounds like a really good time. And and I know that there's others who attach to it just as much as I do. And if you've never seen it, maybe you're like, I don't like so much cursing or I don't like this. Just watch a couple minutes.
Or watch something that you're into.
Yes, just watch something else that you enjoy that's going to make you laugh and is really going to kind of take you out of the space that you're in. Just go see a comedy show. Get out. Change your scenery. Like, the weather's kind of funky. Some of you aren't getting enough sunlight. You're sensitive to that, and you don't realize it. So make sure that you get some sun, too.
Definitely. So if you need help, I offer a Road to Enlightenment strategy session. And as of right now, that's only $10. You can go to my website. You can go to soulmatefinderkit.com or you can go to mediumishani.com and it's there. And you can download the Open Your Heart to Love meditation for free, Meet Your Spirit Guide meditation for free, or get a strategy session, The Road to Enlightenment. And what I will do is I will with you, and for me right now it's taking like 15 minutes, but sometimes it could be 30 minutes, and we will go into what's happening to you, where is spirit sending you? We can go into your past life. We can go into your contracts that were in heaven, and we can find out what's actually happening and why you're here and what's your purpose. And I will help you through that. And that's only $10. If you want help from this person over here.
Just little old me.
Little old you.
That lump on the other end of the radio show. Gumby was a lump of clay, too. It's okay. He became somebody. That if you would like to begin to communicate with your angels, you're new to this, you don't exactly know how you're being spoken to, and you want your own personal connection, I help you through an Angel Sign Language Basics intro lesson. So if you would like to consider that, want to see what it's about, pop over to my website at comfysoul.com. Go read about it. There's a link right on the top. And let me know if you want to talk.
Definitely. So don't be afraid to step out on your own and make things happen for yourself. And whatever you're going through, know that it's not permanent. It's not permanent. You're there for a moment. It's there to teach you a lesson. Learn your lessons. Enjoy yourself and be on your way. So with that said, I want to ask Archangel Michael to come in and cut the cords of energy. So all the energy that our listeners have attached to us be returned to them, and all the energy that we have spent. May the people that have draining cords attached to them, may those cords also be cut. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you for cutting these cords, and thank you for your ongoing protection. So go your way with blessings and know you are loved. Stay in the love and light. Stay in the love and light. Be a light, not a judge. Be a model, not a judge. Live life with love and light, and only be around those of love and light. And may you have an abundance of love and light to share. And so it is.
Amen.